91X News.
It's 17 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm James Bowler with 91X News. Stocks in North America are falling sharply in early trading on growing concerns that Italy's debt levels are unsustainable. Italian bond yields spiked above the 7%, a sign that investors are losing faith in the country's ability to repay its debt. Greece, Portugal, and Ireland each require bailouts when their bonds yields rose above the same level. Unlike those countries, Italy's debt is too large for other European nations to bail out. Premier Dalton McGuinty says no new progress has been made when it comes to moving a gas plant he promised to shut down during last month's election. He says discussions are still underway and the government can't provide any new information on the Mississauga project. McGuinty also can't say how long those discussions will take. The opposition says the premier must stop dragging his feet on the issue, especially given that it was a last-minute decision just days away from the last month's election. The Liberals have also been unable to explain why construction is ongoing if the plant will have to be dismantled. McGuinty had also promised to block the construction from the homes in Oak Ridge, Moraine, during the 2003 election, but said after the win that he wouldn't be able to do that. London, Ontario's mayor says the people of his city said enough is enough, and that's why police removed Occupy protesters from a park early this morning. Mayor Joe Fontana says the matter was handled professionally.
The police did a great job along with our administration, and so you can deal with this in a very professional and peaceful way, and I was happy to see that that happened.
In Vancouver, city lawyers will be back in court today trying to get an injunction to legally force protesters out of their encampment. The city of Victoria has been granted a hearing next week to apply for a similar injunction, while Calgary City Council has voted unanimously to start moving protesters out of Olympic Plaza. The sole Occupy participant is calling it quits in the Occupy Whitehorse Assembly. Mark Bowers has been living outside the Yukon legislature since October 17th and is not ready to stick it out through the winter. The lobbyist says that the propane is expensive and the winters are too cold to live in a camper. Bowers says that while he is leaving, he will not be giving up on his goal. Occupy Whitehorse will continue virtually through Facebook and Twitter. He's been convicted in the death of Michael Jackson, but how much time will Dr. Conrad Murray actually spend in jail? Oscar Wells Gabriel reports it may be much less than you think.
About the only thing that's certain about Dr. Conrad Murray's sentence is that he will definitely spend the next 3 weeks behind bars. But Los Angeles area politics may shorten his sentence beyond that, even if he does get the maximum 4 years for his involuntary manslaughter conviction. A new realignment plan sends nonviolent offenders like Murray from state prisons to county jails to save money and to cut the state prison population. That means the LA County Sheriff will ultimately decide just how long Murray's sentence will be. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
That's 91X News to 104. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
A third straight division championship is on the line for the Loyalist College men's rugby team. The Lancers are taking on the Algonquin Thunder this weekend in the second match between the two clubs this year. Loyalist won the first game, but head coach Larry Cook knows that doesn't guarantee the hometown boys a victory in the final.
Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to be as prepared as we can. I think we'll be okay, though. It'll be a balance. Who's ever wants it that day, that's who's going to win it. That's the way it is.
The Lancers also have a perfect record on the line as they go in the championship match unbeaten in 5 games. The game is at 1 p.m. this Saturday at Loyalist College. There are no games tonight in the OHL. However, the second game of the Super Series takes place tonight in Quebec City as Russia takes on the QMJHL All-Stars. The Russians won the first game 2-0 in Victoriaville on Monday. The OHL All-Stars will host the Russians tomorrow in Ottawa in the first of 2 games between the two teams. The Belleville Bulls will be represented by coach George Burnett as the OHL's head coach and by defenseman Steven Silas. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will retire at the end of the season. His 46-year-long career at Penn State was brought down by his failure to do more about an allegation of child sex abuse against a former assistant. Paterno says he is absolutely devastated by the developments in the case of Jerry Sandusky. The former defensive coordinator is accused of molesting 8 boys over 15 years. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's James Bowler with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with showers beginning late this afternoon, a high of 15. Tonight, showers ending late this evening, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 7. Thursday, mainly cloudy with a high of 8. It's 17 degrees. I'm James Bowler with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the whole